Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, to the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, 21st day of the month of Iyar, and the 36th day of the Omer. Today is day 591. So many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yishai Bain of the Young Israel of Boca Raton in Boca Raton, Florida, hot, humid, steamy Boca Raton today, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Bain fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, and then Rabbi Bain will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for those held captive, which is the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach of Cholim, where Rabbi Bain will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those in need of our collective tefillos. To sign up for the daily Tehillim reminder email, we had a lot of new people signing up yesterday. So exciting, and welcome to all of you who are joining us for the first time. To subscribe for the call, you can do so at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Bain.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. Wonderful to be back. I think it's over 5 years that this call has been going on, and it's a tremendous thing that you and everyone at the OU and your team has been keeping this ongoing, and that's meant to everyone's interest. And unfortunately, the physic that we continuously need, and the tefillos for Tal Yisrael and all the different photos that are unfortunately ongoing. In the coming week's Parsha Zahar, the Parsha begins by talking about the concept of Shemitah. Every seventh year, you should leave your field unworked. And then continues to discuss the concept of Yovel, the Jubilee year, every 50th year, the seven cycles of Shemitah, we approach Yovel. And the Pasuk says, V'kidashtem es shnas ha-chamishim shana, you should sanctify the 50th year, u'krosem dror va'aretz l'chol yoshveha, and proclaim freedom throughout the land for all its inhabitants. I am reminded of Shechter whenever he quotes this pasuk. He notes that this verse, this pasuk, is inscribed on the Liberty Bell. The pasuk says, "Across them dror ba'aretz, on the 50th year, you will proclaim freedom throughout the land for all of its inhabitants." What's this a reference to? So as Rashi explains, there's a concept of an Eved Ivri, of a Jewish slave, someone who has to be sold or to pay off a debt. It could be there's a limited amount of time which he was set to work. Could be he wanted to stay for a longer period of time. But once it hits this year of Yovel, then he goes free. Regardless of where he is in the calculation of years, on the 50th year, on Yovel, all these Jewish slaves who cross them Dror Ba'aretz, this freedom is proclaimed to Chol Yisrael, they all go free. But there's a question that some of the commentators wonder. Why does the pasuk say that it's freedom for all of its inhabitants? L'chol Yisrael, everyone who lives in Israel, everyone goes free? It's a reference to the slaves. The slaves go free. Why does the pasuk say, u'krosem dror ba'aretz l'chol Yisrael, for everybody? Some suggest that there's another feature of Yovel, that everyone's ancestral lands revert back to the original owners, even if you sold it off, because perhaps you needed money, but you're able to get your money back. So that's, you're able to get your field back. So that's one reference that's relevant for all the inhabitants of the land, that the ancestral lands go back. But the simple understanding, as Rashi explains, that the pasuk is referring to the slaves. The slaves go free. But nonetheless, the pasuk says that it's dror ba'aretz, there's a freedom, l'chol yoshveha, for everybody. they saw Sefer from Elie Baruch Finkel, that he explains that true, in a practical sense, the only ones that go free are the slaves. However, when there's a Jew who's in servitude, when there's a Jew who's enslaved, that affects everybody. We are all feeling for those slaves. And therefore, when it approaches Yovel, and it comes to this time that the slaves go free, that's freedom for everybody. Everybody feels that freedom because that's the relationship that one Jew has with the other. That when there's one in pain, everyone's in pain. And as I noted earlier, unfortunately, we are in that state for way too long, hundreds and hundreds of days. And Emir Hashem, as we read about it in this coming parasha, across them, the Chol Yoshveha, we should hopefully speedily approach that day that we should all have that freedom. I'll continue with reciting the Tehillim, beginning with Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. L'manatzeach mizmor l'David, Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom zara, Yisagez Hashem Elohe Ya'akov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, U'mitziyon Yisodeko, Yizkor Kol Mincho Yisecho, Zoylo Tzicho Yidash Neselo, Yitem Lecho Chilvovecho, Bechol Atos Lo Yimalei, Nirani No Bishuo Secho, V'shem Eloheinu Nidgo, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalei Secho, Ato Yodati Ki Yeshia Adonai Mishichoi, Ya'aneu Mishmei Kodshoi, V'gvuroi Ki Yeshia Yeminoi, Eile V'rechev V'eile Basusim, V'anachnu V'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nezgir, Hei Mokoru V'nafolu V'anachnu Kamnu V'nisoidod, Adonai Hoshio HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yoyim Koreinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel Zam 20. Mizmor l'David, Adonai ro'i lo yechzor, V'noi seshe yarviteni amei minuchai sinahaleini, Nafshi yishayvev, yancheini b'magli tzedek l'ma'an shemoi, Gam ki elech b'gei salmoves, Lo'i ira ro'ch yato imodi, Shiftecho umishantecho heimu yinachamuni, Ta'aroich lefonai shulchon neged zeriroi, Yishamte b'ashem in roishi k'isi rifoyo, Ach toiv v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayoi, V'shafti b'veis Adonai li'orech yomim, Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir la'malois, Eso enai el hehorim mi'ayin yavoi Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, oisei shemayim v'oretz. Al yitein amois raglecho, al yonum shoymirecho. Hine lo yonum v'lo yishon, shoymer Yisrael. Adonai shoymirecho, Adonai silcho al yad yiminecho. Yoymem ha'shemesh lo yakeko, v'yore yachba loylo. Adonai yishmorcho mikoro, yishmor es nafshecho, Adonai yishmor tezcho voyecho, me'ato v'ad olom. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir ha'malois, mimamakim kirosicho Adonai, Adonai shimo v'koili, v'yeno oznecho kashuvois v'kol tachanunoi, im avonai tishmor yo, Adonai mi'yamoid, ki imcho haslicho, lema antivorei, Kivisi Adonai kivso nafshi, v'lidvaroi hoicholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mi shomrim laboiker, shomrim laboiker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'hebeimoy fidus, v'hu yiftes Yisrael mikol avonai sov. Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, Psalm 142. Maskil l'David, v'yoysoi b'meoros v'ilo, koi li el Adonai ezok, Hoy li el Adonai eschanon, Eshpoich lifonov sichi sorosi lifonov agid, Vizatef olai ruchi v'ato yodat anasiv osi, Bo'i rachzu halich tomu fachli, Habet yominu re'ei v'en li makir, Avad minais mimeni ein dirish l'nafshi, Za'ak vi eilech l'Adonai amarti ato machzi, Chelki v'eret ha'chaim, Hakshivo el rinosi kidalo isimi oid, Hatzileni mirodfai ki yomtsu mimeni, Oitziyom imasker nafshi loy doises shemecho, biyachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol oloi. Acheinu kobeis Yisrael hanusuni vatsaro vashivyo ho, omdim bein vayom ubein vayabosho, hamokim yirachim alihem yoitziyem yitaro lirvocho meafilo leoiro, umi shivud ligulo hashto bagolo vizman koribne maro min. As for our brothers, the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. Continue with Misha Berach, Ritzahal, Misha Berach, Avisein, Avraham, Yisot, Yaakov, Yifu Yivarech, Et Chayolei, Tzeva, Hagunel, Yisrael, Anshe, Kuchet, Habitachon, Chayim, Dimam, Mishmar, Arsene, Vorei, Eloheinu, Mikvul, Halvon, Ad, Bar, Mitzvar, Mitzrayim, Min Hayom, Hagadol, Ad, Lavoi, Harava, Bechol, Makoim, Shehem, Beyabasha, Bavir, Uvayom, Yitain, Adin, Ayes, Eveinu, Hakam, Oleinu, Nigafim, Lisnehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Et Chayaleinu Mikol Tzar V'Suko Mikol Nego Machala V'Yishlach Bracha V'Hatzlacha V'Chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem Yad V'Rasoneinu Tachteihem V'Yatzim V'Kesef Yishuv V'Atzeret Nitzachon V'Yikrem V'Hem Akosu Ki Adinoi Eloheichem Ha'Aleich Imachem Lilachem Lachem Imoi V'Eichem V'Yishiyah Eschem V'Neymar Amen. Continue with the Mishaberach for those in captivity. Misha Berach Avosein Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moses Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David Yerushalayim Moshe Yivarech V'Yishmer V'Yinsar Es Nedrei Tzva Hagonal Yisrael U'Shvuyov Es Kol Acheinu Hanesun Batarov V'Ashiviyov V'Avur Shekol Akohol HaKadosh Hazem Yisbalo V'Avurom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachmim Aleihem Yisrael Yichoshech V'Tzalmav V'Moshehem Yinatek U'Mimitzukoseihem Yoshiyem Yishvei Meheir L'chik Mishpecho Yisrehem Yoidu L'Adonai Chasdoi V'Niflo Yisrael V'Vnei Yodom V'Kiyem Behem L'Kroshe Kotov V'Vtei Adonai Yishuv V'Nuvol Tziyom V'Yirno V'Simchas Olam Aroisham Stolstoyim V'Simcho Yashigo V'Nosu Yagoyim V'Anocho V'Nei Mar Amin V'Kulit Misha Berach V'Cholim Misha Berach Avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aron Dovru Shlomo Yivarech Yirach V'Yes V'Cholim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachimam Lerapam Lechazkom Lachiyasam Yishlach Lehem Meheru Refuah Shleimah Min HaShemayim Lechol Evarehem Uchol Gideihem Yisrech Shechol Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Refuah HaGof Ashto Ba'Agolov Yizman Koriv Neymar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Dane. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in your Tashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. Hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful day.